Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, listeners/callers. It is February 22nd, 2011. I am your host, Craig Acton, as always. This is episode Siete, or 7 for you American folks. We got a full show today. Today's schedule includes... later in the show, we're going to bring on Dan's sister for a little bit of sibling rivalry for the game. We didn't get to that last week. We're going to review the movie I, number 4 from two different perspectives. We're going to talk about our monthly movie mania, talk about movies that made us cry, go over new trailers in a new trailer segment, basically a full show. So I'm going to go live to our co-host, as always, Dan the Man Lamb. That's going through. Dan?
Yep.
How's it going, man?
It's going pretty good.
How's your break?
I don't know. It's going pretty good so far. I think I'm getting sick, though.
How you get? What?
Oh, I don't know. I was just...
You sound sick.
Yeah,
sick.
I don't know. My nose is, like, really stuffy. Kind of annoying.
Yeah, I know. You sound it. You're going to be all right for the show?
Oh, no, I don't think I'll make it. Talking on the phone just might be too much for me.
That's a shame. Well, don't die on us, at least.
I'll try.
People, we're going to get right into the first topic, so we have enough time this week. Saturday, we saw the movie I Am Number 4, and here's how we're going to review it. Dan did not read the book. I read the book multiple times. Dan, I want you to say what you liked about it, or whether you liked it or not, and then I'll say if I did or not, all right?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, you go first.
I thought it was pretty good and everything, but there were a few things I really didn't like about it. I really didn't like the fact that there was no gore at all, no blood anywhere, except for the bleeding dog. It had, like, 98% no blood.
Yeah.
And then, like, I don't know, it was, like, it was almost really predictable, like, how everything was going to happen. Like,
true.
I saw that guy, I knew he was gonna, well, I don't want to, like, ruin it or anything in the review, but, I don't know.
We have literally, we have, like, 5 listeners, you're not gonna spoil anything, I think.
Okay, well, I assumed that that warrior trainer guy, he was gonna die. I didn't really know when or anything, but I was pretty sure he was gonna. And then,
which he did.
Like... Yeah. And then, like, in the end, they just end up defeating that guy, like I was pretty sure that they were going to do.
Uh-huh.
And, I don't know. It just seemed really predictable. Right. It was, like, a good movie overall, I guess.
Let me ask you a question, because here is my rating scale. I'm going to tell you the rating scale, and we'll see what you give it. Our rating scale for the show, the best thing you can give it is a better than sex. All right, after that, it's full price. After that, it's matinee, which is like a morning movie. After that is rental. After that is some old bullshit. And after that is the worst you can give, which is a fuck you. What would you give this movie?
I think I'd give it like a rental. Either matinee or rental, somewhere in there.
Mm.
Like, it didn't seem like super good, but it wasn't bad. I don't know.
All right, people, now let me tell you the movie, what's wrong with it, because I read the book. I read the book yesterday just to be like, I want to make sure that I didn't miss anything, and there's so much stuff that they did not capitalize on. For one thing, the biggest thing, the Mogs or whatever they're called, they only had one weapon in the whole movie, and those were the stormtrooper-looking guns. In the book, they have so much cool shit. They have swords that shoot daggers. That is the one thing I wanted to see, and they did not fucking show it. And then they had this one gun, it's like a cannon, that like you hold it on, and it forms like around your arm, and it's like an arm cannon. And then
Mega Man
how
over
you
here.
What?
The Mega Man over here.
Yeah. And how you fire it is you charge it, and when you charge it, it sucks the life out of the nearby thing. Like in the book, when he charges it, the trees, all the leaves die. And I wanted to see that shit, and they just didn't show it. And then, there's so much wrong with it. The death of the guy was so much better in the book. It was so much more heroic. And the movie was just kind of like, well, we can't keep him around for the final battle, so we're going to kill him in the most dumb way we could think of. That magical potato thing wasn't even in the book. That just, I didn't know what the hell that was about. Just so many things wrong with it. The girl that played number six in the book is tall, tan, and long black hair, not short, pale, and curly blonde hair. I mean, I could sit here for the whole half hour and just pick at shit. I have to admit, though, this movie was good just based on the fact that you and me were sitting there the entire time making comments. That made the movie so much better, I have to admit.
Like, there were just, like, so many things. You could just sit there and, like, every, like, 15 seconds, you could just point out a flaw. They would just be, like, walking down the street, and they would just have to have, like, something happen that would make it funny. You would have to, like, trip and fall or something.
Which we did. Like, I'm surprised that Santana and Andre didn't get I'm surprised Santana and Andre didn't get pissed off.
Yeah, they were just kind of, like, sitting there, like, okay, whatever. We won't say anything till after the movie.
Yeah, and then after the movie, they jump on me, and you're just standing there texting. I'm like, that's not fair. What, he's been talking the whole movie, too.
Yeah, but, you know.
Yeah, but, you know, my girlfriend is one of them, so I can get away with anything. And Andre, of course, likes me better. Typical. Typical. The movie's not terrible. Shut up. The problem with this movie, the biggest problem, is that this movie is arrogant. Have you seen the movie Percy Jackson or The Golden Compass, either of those?
Saw Percy Jackson.
Okay, both of those movies set up for a sequel without getting permission for a sequel. It pretty much says, well, this will do so good, and it's so amazing, we know it's amazing, we're going to get you ready for the sequel already without even getting permission to do that. So, I mean, even if I were to say I like the movie, there's probably not going to be a sequel because they're all trying to be the next Harry Potter or Chronicles of Narnia, and it's like trying to catch lightning in a bottle. It only happens every now and then, and I don't think this movie's it, but there is one scene that I almost cried at. That's the scene when they, like, bring out the Jurassic Park sound effects and, like, the creatures. I was almost crying in that scene. Do you remember that scene?
Yeah, they had, like, the weird, like, flying squirrel thing that was, like, making raptor noises. You're like, wait, what the fuck is it? A dinosaur? Flying squirrel? Chinchilla? I don't know.
Yeah. And then right after that, they show the dog, like, transforming, like, a Triceratops ankylosaurus-looking fucker. And I was just sitting there crying, like, are you kidding me? This is not what happened in the book. In the book, the dog transforms, but it's not in the middle of a... Nah, never mind. Well, I'm not going to waste the whole show. I give this movie such a low rental that it's not even funny. Because I can't hate it. You know, I liked parts, but I liked the villains. The villains were pretty funny, but that's, like, the only thing. I say, if you're looking to do one of the two, read the book. That's what I'm saying.
I don't know. The other thing that bothers me, you can't help but laugh at the villains. First of all, they look stupid. They have, like, shark teeth and these giant, stupid black tattoos on their heads. And they're, like, bald and have, like, Asian eyes. It's like, you don't even have to open up your eyes. And
I love how they're trying to, like, remain, like, hidden, but there's that scene when they're on the highway and he just, like, takes off his tattoos and scares a kid. I'm like, what the fuck is that? Yeah, we're trying to remain hidden.
Out of nowhere.
Yeah, we're trying to kill these aliens and stay hidden, but I'm going to scare a kid. It's like, what the fuck is that? Oh, and then, like, every time they would show the lead alien, every time they showed the lead alien, he looked like he had, like, a cold, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was always, like,
he's like
sniffling and shit. Yeah. Like, apparently you have guilds, like, and, like, he sniffs the license plate, and he's like, all right, you didn't die here. I'm like, how would... Never mind. We're going to get off this next show. Our next topic is Movie Mania. I planned an event that I thought would be fun for everyone involved. And I gave it the name Monthly Movie Mania. Now, Dan, I explained this to you, but I'll explain it to the listeners. How it'll be is, I invited a bunch of people on Facebook and some on Twitter to just come and watch a movie with us. Because we are both movie, well, me more, but we're a movie I am a movie buff. Dan is a movie buff apprentice. And we thought, why not? It'd be fun. It'd be like a social mixer now. We're trying to think of something. Well, me, but Dan, you should be doing this too. I'm trying to think of something to do other than just a movie. Like, I just thought, like, I don't know. I can't think of anything else, but I don't want to bring people out for just a movie. Like, I just can't think of anything else, though.
It just sounds so awkward, like, just going out. Like, I could understand if, like, maybe we, like, planned ahead more and we, like, invited Cameron and, like, had, like, Santana, Andre, and me. And maybe, like, a few other people that we know more, but, like, it seems like it'd be really awkward with, like, a bunch of people we don't really know that well.
Yeah, I'm considering taking away a lot of those invites and just... Well, I invited Cameron and Andre confirmed, and Santana said maybe. I'm like, oh, thanks. That's a definite that apparently didn't get definited. But, I don't know. I'm going to wait and see because I still cannot decide what movie I want to go see. I want to go see Battle Los Angeles, but... I don't want to get a fucking headache in the theater. Or that other one looks nice and quiet and calm and still looks like a good movie, so I don't know.
I don't know. Limitless looks like gay. Like,
did you watch the trailer for it?
Yeah, I don't know how to describe it other than that. This guy's like, here, take these clear pills and it'll make your brain superhuman-like. And he's like, oh, let's see. Now that I have a superhuman brain, let's see what I could do. Oh, I'll learn how to play the piano in Italian in one day. That sounds like something that's worthwhile. Or like, oh, I'll just do all this random shit to make me become like a millionaire and that'll help. That's what I should
do. Well, I'm still trying to decide. It's a month away. We're going to be going over things, obviously, in school and all that. But it's just the basic idea of it laid out. And who knows? It might be fun. Andre called me, actually, and said, so what are we doing this thing? I'm like, not until about the middle of March. He's like, well, can I help you co-host? And I'm like, Andre, hold the horses, man. We're still seeing who's going to be going. He's like getting all excited on the phone. I'm like, this will be fun. This will be super fun. I'm like, just calm down, cowboy.
Calm down, jeez.
Yeah, don't be getting all excited, because God forbid it gets canceled. He's like, but I wanted to help you guys plan it. It's not fair. Andre, shut up.
Andre's, like, cutting himself.
The saddest part is I could see that, and that's not funny. But
I couldn't see it.
We're going to go over movie trailers that have come out in the last few days, and then we're going to play the game, and then if we have time left, we'll get to the other stuff. Movie trailers that came out in the last few days, we have Apollo 18, Something Borrowed, and Diary of a Wimpy Kid 2. Have you seen or heard any of these movies?
Oh, wait, what were they?
Something Borrowed, Apollo 18, and Diary of a Wimpy Kid 2.
I saw a poster for Apollo 18. I saw the preview for Diary of a Wimpy Kid 2, and I've never heard of the first one.
All right, well, people, you have to watch the trailer for Apollo 18. It looks beautifully crafted terrible. It's another one of those Cloverfield found footage movies on the fucking... It's on the fucking moon, Dan. It's on the fucking... The moon! What the fuck's on the moon that you can do with? I saw the trailer the entire time. I'm like, this looks like a cross between Aliens and Cloverfield. That's all it is. They play this music at the end to try and scare you, but all the while you're just like, it's the fucking moon. You can just never get that over. You're like, I don't get how this is scary at all. I mean, it's the moon.
Like, with my camera, my Canon PowerShot camera, I can zoom in and get, like, a frame of the moon. If there's any giant, huge monsters on the moon, I can see them. It's cold up there. Are they, like, whales or something? How are they staying alive up there?
In the trailer, they spoil it in the trailer. There's a scene when the astronaut goes out there and he's like... I think his name is like Kevin. Like, Kevin, what the fuck? And he's like, something's in my suit. It's in my suit. And then turns around. There's like this like little blob on his helmet and like jumps at him. And then he's like, the infection is spreading. I don't know how long I can last. And I'm like, first of all, this is Alien Part 5. Second of all, you're spoiling the fucking movie. Why would you show us that? Now I'm definitely not going to go see it because I know he gets possessed. By an alien blob.
so scary. Blob on the moon, the human thing up there on the moon, just chilling out, eating people.
It looks terrible. Diary of a Wimpy Kid 2. Okay, hold on. You can go.
I was going to say, they have, like, the Apollo, wasn't there Apollo 13, that movie with Tom Hanks on, like, the moon? What was that even about? I tried watching that, and I was like, okay, this is boring.
That's, like, the only Tom Hanks movie I haven't seen. Any movie that's on the moon, except for the movie titled Moon, which is really good, any other movie is boring as fuck. But I recommend the movie Moon. It's Sam Rockwell. It's really good. But let's get this wrapped up so we have time for the game. Diary of a Wimpy Kid 2, didn't see the first one. The second one, I don't know. It looks the exact same as the first one, only it's 2. I don't know.
Yeah, it looks stupid.
There you go, enough said. And something borrowed. What?
I said that's literally it. It just looks stupid.
Yeah, nothing else to say.
I wouldn't pay money to go see it. I wouldn't waste time downloading it.
You know, I'm going to laugh when Santana takes you to see it.
Bullshit.
I heard that whisper. I heard that. This is fucking horseshit.
Whatever. What's this saying,
everyone? Dan will be in the theater, like, cutting himself over here. This is fucking bullshit. I can't do this. I can't do this. And I can't sleep in the theater. It's too loud. Too many kids. Ugh. Last trailer is for Something Borrowed. Now, I go to websites every day and look up new trailers. This movie pulled a kamikaze on me. When I went to go see the movie Unknown on Friday, I was sitting there watching the trailers going, I seen that. And then this one pops up. And it pulled a velociraptor on me. I'm watching the trailers. I'm like, I see you. And then one gets me from behind. I'm like, clever trailer. Nerdy reference. Because this trailer comes on, and I'm like, I've never seen this, but it looks like every rom-com I've ever seen. And Dan, you have to watch this trailer. There is a guy in the trailer that looks so much like Tom Cruise, that it confirms my belief that they are cloning Tom Cruise. He looks like Tom Cruise from like 5 years ago, but his name's like Colin Eaglesfield. No, it's Tom Cruise Jr., get it right.
Yeah. He's the first successful clone, the one that didn't come out with, like, more socialist beliefs or something. It's like, I believe the government should die.
Exactly. All right, we can go over one more step. We're actually ahead of schedule because we have enough time for one more thing before we get to the game. Dan, has there ever been a movie that made you cry? Just answer the question.
Yes. Yes.
What is it?
I feel so ridiculous. I think, is what it was called. Dog, shut your face.
Who's laughing at you? Your sister or something?
No, my dog's barking at nothing.
Oh, your dog. I heard something in the background. I'm like,
shut up, dog.
I didn't hear dog.
Yeah,
I just heard shut up.
Me on at him.
Oh. Maybe the dog, like, saw the movie and understood that you loved them and all that. It's beautiful.
I don't know. Like,
I've cried.
They're all, like, out in the Alaskan wilderness or Antarctica or whatever the hell they are. And, like,
Dana,
they're all,
I'm not
like,
judging.
Catching pigeons, eating food and everything. Then they're just, like, letting all the dogs die. It's like, oh, my God, this is horrible. And then the one part, they're all acting so, like, playful and, like, jumping up, catching seagulls. Then the one's like, oh, I didn't get a seagull. I'm going to die if I don't eat. And the one's like, oh, man, I'm so full from half this seagull. And the other one's like, oh, well, in that case, can I have the other half? And he's like, no, fuck you. Get away from me. And I'm like, oh, my God. That poor dog.
The caste system and the dogs. No, I've seen, I don't know, I cry a lot in movies. Like, when I bring a girl on a date and I cry, I end up looking like the pussy. Like, we'll be sitting there and she'll be like, do you hear that? And I'll be sitting there like, no, shut the fuck up. This is not funny.
Get away from me.
This is a sad movie. Step up, three people. It's in 3D. It's getting to me.
It's still real to me.
Hey, no, but I bring that up because there was a trailer on Friday. It hit me like a knife in the heart, but it's like This movie was pulling on my heartstrings, like, cry, motherfucker. Cry. Cry like a bitch in the theater. And I'm like, fuck you. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to turn away and eat my popcorn. It was for that new Disney movie called African Cats. Have you seen it?
What? No.
Look it up, man. There's this movie is like an ASPCA-sponsored movie. And it's so sad. I've watched the trailer like 3 times on my iPod. I'm sitting there like bubbling like a baby. And it's like, what the fucking cat? What's wrong with me? And it's the fucking music they have.
How is it possibly funny? Or like, how is it like this horrible? Like, what about it?
Just watch it after this is done, because we're almost out of time. But there's a song on the trailer called Life is Beautiful, and it's a good song, I have to admit. I've listened to it a lot since then. It's on my iPod. I don't know. I've cried in a lot of movies, Pixar movies especially. But, I don't know. None really since then. The last thing I cried in was Toy Story 3, because they almost all fucking burned to death.
I cried in that, too.
Watch, we're going to bring your sister on. She's going to be like, fag, just hang up the phone.
She probably is. You guys are bitches, just hang up.
Be like, all right, I guess I'll play against you today this week, Dan. But in all seriousness, I finally, we have enough time for a game of the show. Dan, another change to the game. I got 3 actors in my hand, 1, 2, and 3. I'm going to bring your sister on in a minute, and I'm going to have her pick a number 1, 2, or 3, and that'll be the actor we play with. That way, if no matter which one of you loses, you can't say, well, you pick the actor, because you guys are picking the actors. Is that all right?
Okay, I guess.
All right. I finally learned your sister's name, by the way, Marissa. I kept thinking it was Melissa, but that's because I'm done with names. We are going to go... What? Shut up. All right. Fuck you. All right. We're going to... And for all future callers, when I connect you to the call, don't press anything. Just start talking. All right. Last week we had the fiasco with the laughing and the number one button and all that. Just talk, because you're already connected. I'm the one sitting here trying to get it going. But before we run out of time, we're going to go to Marissa for a round of the game. Hold on a second. Hello?
Hello.
How's it going, Marissa?
It's going pretty good. How about yourself?
Just sitting here shooting the shit with your brother.
Nice.
Now, Dan, you've won the last, is it 4 shows in a row or 3?
I think it's 4.
I think it is 4. Now, you're going to go for 5, and Marissa's going to take away your belt, your crown, your throne. So, Marissa, pick a number 1, 2, or 3.
2.
2, all right. The actor you guys have to know movies from is Kevin James. And I will give you guys about dancing over here. Are you all right, Dan? Sweating over there?
Yeah, I'm like, you're going through actors in my head. I'm thinking Kevin James.
He's the fat guy from King of Queens.
Oh, okay.
There you go. All right. The rules are the same. Shut up, Dan. The rules are the same. I'm going to start the clock 4 minutes, and it goes back and forth until the timer rings. And we're going to start with you, Dan, since you're so confident. So, go.
Paul Blart, Mall Cop. That's it.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Grown-ups.
I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry.
Sweat the small stuff.
Hitch.
God damn. You know, I'll count TV for this too, since he's been on a lot of TV. I literally just said his TV show.
I know, it's my next one. Don't hit too much at it.
Oh, wait, we can use TV?
Yes, since he's only been in like 5 or 6 movies, so.
Oh. Well, I have another movie.
All right.
It's your turn.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, The Dilemma.
Oh, Daniel?
King of Queens.
I was sitting here like, did Dan forget the name of the show already? This is when the pressure sets in.
God.
The men are separated from the women.
This is horrible.
Craig's making, like, background comments. He's like, in a world where Dan beats his sister.
Dan? You have time. You got 2 whole minutes.
Just going to drag it up to, like, the last 15 seconds, aren't you?
Am I just, like, up here in it? Like.
Yeah.
Like, even for, like, a small time? I don't know. I don't know.
Do
we say, like, The Tonight Show?
No. Do you give up, though?
I was gonna ask that afterwards. I was gonna be like, I'm sure he's been on The Tonight Show from time to time.
Well, you still have time. You could just give up you could just give up when you want, but you still got time. And there are some movies he's been in. I'm looking at his page right now. There's one that's a TV show on Nickelodeon. It's on a farm.
Mm-hmm. Shut up, Craig.
No. I'm tired of you winning,
stop
sir.
Saying
this is ridiculous.
Oh, my gosh. I think I know exactly what you're talking about.
Oh,
I have another one.
You have another
Dan,
one?
Dan, I'm going to come out of retirement just to beat you if you don't stop being so damn cocky.
Oh.
24 seconds.
Hitch.
There you go. Dan, 20 seconds.
I already
seconds.
Said that.
You didn't. You did? Oh, he did. Damn it.
Damn it. Well, I lose, I guess.
Yes, you do. Dan, congratulations. You won 5 times in a row, sir.
Oh, God.
That's
but
it.
Some other movies.
I'm
coming
downstairs and beating you up.
Some other movies he's been in is Barnyard, Monster House, 51st Dates. That's all that's on his page. Oh, he was also on the TV show Everybody Loves Raymond, but I don't think anyone knew that.
Yeah, I don't think anyone under the age of 40 watches that.
I watch that.
Okay, well, you're old.
I'm not old-ish. I'm only 17. God damn it. Hold on a sec. You don't do this to me.
That's how you make technology work.
My computer's not responding, which means I can't disconnect anyone from the switchboard. Dan, do you have any last-minute things to say while I'm waiting for the computer to work?
No, not really.
Can you say something so I don't look like an idiot just sitting here, please?
Something.
Talk about your movie date with Santana yesterday, just for a couple seconds.
You know, I have to say, The Dark Knight really isn't that great after you've already seen it. Like, watching it again, it's really not that good.
All right, that was enough time. All right, thanks for being on the show. Thanks for being on the show, Marissa. You go beat up Dan now.
Oh, jeez.
Okay.
All right, Dan, before she comes and beats you up, did you... Well, I asked you, nothing else left to say, so I'm going to let you go on the show, all right?
Okay, see ya.
All right. People, it's been a packed show this week. We didn't even get to movie audiences or go over our new Out This Weekend segment we'll go over next week. But I'm your host, Craig Acton, and until next week, have a good week, everyone. Have a great week. I'm trying to end it. Fuck me. People, the radio's not letting me cancel the show. So I'm, I don't know if I'm still on anymore. I think they might have already ticked me off. I think they do. This is why everyone should just get a typewriter, because computers will stab you in the back like assholes. And now it doesn't want to let me do anything. This is really good. Thanks, computers. Love you, too. You're good. I like you guys. I don't like screwing you over on a fucking radio show and I need you to work. Honestly, I'm sure I'm already off the air, because they said 10 seconds. It's been like a minute and a half, but this is just good, people. Nothing like, I'm just talking in case I'm still on the air and not just in here hearing silence. Nothing like a computer not working on you to really get your mood up. But, God, motherfucker, this is not supposed to happen to me. Got a brand new computer last year, it's not supposed to fucking not respond when I'm trying to end a show. This is horseshit. Motherfuck. What the fuck? What the fuck? People, I'm sorry. I really doubt that I'm still on the air. Been on the air for a minute too long. I just can't get the stupid switchboard to let me off. I don't know what to talk about. How about them Celtics? Going to the Eastern Conference Championship, if you ask me. Ray Allen, Kevin Garnett, Paul Pierce. Boom. Three big three. LeBron James. He's kind of a pussy. Anyone here catch the NBA All-Star game? I know I did. I was hoping for the East one, but I don't care either way, because it's not like the Celtics get a trophy. No. Who does get a trophy in that game? I have no idea. And I'm just sitting here talking to myself, because I guarantee I'm already off the air. This is fun. This is good times. I've been trying to end the show for 5 minutes now. This is ridiculous. I really feel ridiculous. I guarantee I'm already off the air. This is not fun. Not fun when you're being, it's not fun, people. It's really not.